Unfortunately, over the years, inclusiveness and representation have been a problem in not only video games, but in many fields of work in media in regards to nerd culture. On the next episode of Region Nerd Alert, we chat about recent news involving this issue and how we can make it better. Come nerd out on the next Region Nerd Alert this Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio.
And welcome!
No, I'm just kidding. Welcome, everyone. How's it going?
Hello.
So, Lakeshore Public Radio is what you're listening to. Region Nerd Alert is the game on that. I am Jose Rodriguez, your host. Once again, this is Region Nerd Alert, 89.1 FM, streaming worldwide on lakeshorepublicradio.org. And if you missed this episode or catch the beginning and you love that intro we just did, man, these guys are pretty cool. We're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, we're on Apple Podcast.
NPR One app.
NPR One app. There's something about that I can't say unless other people say it first. I don't know why.
It's the bit.
It's turned into the bit, yes.
You gotta commit to the bit.
Mm-hmm. Commit to the bit. Like I said, I'm your host, Jose Rodriguez. And speaking of committing to the bitten, we have in the goose seat sitting.
Thick boy, three C's, three I's. Follow me at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow my photography at Singularity Photography.
And he is my main man, Mike, on the mic. And to his lovely left, we have
Olofo, Skyler, whatever you want to call me.
I'm on social media at Olofo for Bandcamp, Facebook, Instagram.
And nothing else.
And Twitter is officially OVA.
Over?
OVA.
Ah, gotcha.
That's it. Thank you.
And this is episode 32. Episode 31, we had your album, the full album.
We did.
Yeah, it was very good to
We played that whole thing. And I'm so glad we got to have that special full hour for the listeners at home.
These Hills Sing.
These Hills Sing. But thank you for that. And you also do the intro and outro music, so I'd like to thank you for that. And many, many thanks galore. To his left, we have the lovely Miss
Heather. I am Deli Hams with one S on Twitter and two S's on Instagram.
There we go. And how are you, Heather? How you doing?
Time is still a construct.
Time is still a construct.
Oh, no, not that.
Did you see the,
yeah,
the picture
saw,
and
was,
like everything?
I thought like, yes.
That was real perfect.
But lots of video game playing and I would say TV watching, but more video game playing. A lot of video game playing.
During these trying times, I'd like to remind everyone, this is still May of 2020, so the Corona COVID thing is still a thing, so... Stay
no freedom,
safe, everyone.
Only games.
No freedom. But to her...
Imaginary left.
Imaginary cyber left, we have a special guest. And I'm not going to get the super hype train, but she is a fantastic artist. She has a stream up on Twitch. She's a fantastic streamer, very entertaining. And we've actually had the liberty and justice for all of having her brother on. If you guys remember, if you're a avid Region Nerd Alert listener.
Which you should be.
Which you should be. And that goes for you, my mother's friends. I know you listen. She's been telling me that you've been marathoning, and I appreciate you.
Somebody's heart rate just went up.
There you are, Sai. I see you. Yeah, I see you. I'm shouting you out, Sai. Want you on the show soon, Mr. Comic Book Guy. Hopefully I... made your heart flutter with that one. But anyways, yeah, we had Leo Riveron on, and he is a game developer, and he talked about horror games during our October segments, and his game, Pixel Noir, out, which I believe is out, and he's working on something new, so hopefully we'll have him back in the studio or via phone. But without further ado, to Heather's left is Tanya Riveron.
Hey, it's me.
How are you doing, Tanya?
I'm doing okay.
Nice. And we also had someone else on. Man, we had all the circle of friends on. John was on for an episode as well. But you guys are sort of in the same place. You want to say where you're hailing from right now?
Yeah. Currently live in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin. Cat. You said two cats?
Yep, with my two cats.
Nice. And what are their names?
Got Ollie and Little Roswell.
Oh, nice. I missed the handsome man.
My little baby.
Hey, Tanya, I heard you do some streaming. Where can we find you?
Yeah. You can find me on Twitch at Toonatown, Tuna with a number 2 and then N-A, town. I do art streams and games from time to time.
I love that name, by the
way. So clever.
Yeah, it is.
Tuna Town. And oh, I was watching your stream one of those days, and did you decide on what to name your followers?
I am still undecided.
Ooh, okay. I thought we were going to get the juicy info.
The drop.
Damn.
But without further ado, this topic is sort of serious. I believe that in my heart, I feel like throughout the episodes, I try to give a very unbiased opinion on things. But this subject, in my opinion, should be common sense and respectful and very obvious on which side you should be on. But unbiased opinion, there are two sides to it. So we're going to sort of go into it. And that is in terms of counterculture, in terms of nerd culture, which means like video games, cosplays, conventions, media like movies, TV shows. We're going to talk about a subject that everyone knows about, and that's basically how women are sort of projected. And not just women, but like all genders are portrayed in many different medias. So we're going to delve into that. We're going to delve into it from a perspective this is what I want to do, like off the rails television radio over here. Like,
no.
We don't know where we're going. but yeah, I just want to talk about it in a very casual sense, you know, like very important to get across. But once again, we're just going to inform our best. We're going to try to inform the listeners at home because I did get some, well, not complaints, a lot of good. But some people are like, oh, I have no idea what you're talking about in regards to the deep lore of Kingdom,
subject matter.
Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy.
Nobody could understand Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy, not even the people who play Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy.
That is true.
I was a child during the time the game was played, and I don't know what's going on.
Same. I will be a grandfather when the 6th installment of Kingdom Hearts comes out.
You mean the 65th? Because they're never bringing a 4 out.
The 65 over 4.
Oh,
that's
no.
It. That's it right there. You have it.
Kingdom Hearts. Or my favorite is that meme, the Kingdom Hearts, and then it was the name of Grimes' baby.
Yep.
Oh, God.
The XV12-. But anyways, the reason why I was sort of picking this, it's sort of gets our mind off of coronavirus, but and to a very new virus of scum. No, I'm just totally kidding.
I mean, you're right.
I mean,
you're
but,
not wrong.
I'm not wrong. Right. But we're gonna go through the what first, and we're gonna concentrate.
Yeah,
what's
the issue at hand here?
So the issues at hand. Recently, there's some games they got pushed back because of what's happening. But there's been some leaky stuff. Some leaks.
There's holes in those ships.
There's holes in the ships, and people are trying to sink it. But The Last of Us. Are you guys familiar with The Last of Us?
Oh, yeah.
Totally, yep.
And yes. I guess, Skylar, since you're playing it, like, right now, do you want to give, I guess, what The Last of Us is about for us? Because I completely forgot. Well, I haven't completely
So basically, at the very beginning, it's, what's his name, Joel?
Joel.
And his daughter, and life is kind of normal, and then stuff starts hitting the fan, and you start to realize that there's actually some virus that's been going on in the world, kind of similar, weird, right?
I know.
People are getting infected and stuff, and it's kind of like driving them mad, and stuff finally hits the fan for them, and stuff ensues. I'm not going to give spoilers for the first game or whatever,
right.
But
like just like the basic plot, like it's
basically
a zombie game, right?
Advances to post-apocalyptic type thing. There's infected and there's not infected, but there's also like D-bags that are like, we're not infected, but we're going to do that pillage thing that barbarians do.
Raiders.
Yeah. So it typical.
So it's sort of similar to The Walking Dead. Like I know there's a lot of non-zombie politics going on in
there. It's like Fallout if it wasn't so far into the Fallout.
This is and it's not a virus, it's a fungus.
Yeah.
In this in
it is
a, it's the it actually it's based on a real life fungus.
A spore.
Yeah.
It's the based on the fungus that actually takes control of ants.
I seen that.
Oh yes, the zombie. Yes. Fungus.
And it's a what if scenario about what if it actually evolved into a fungus that can affect humans.
Wow. So as you can see, as you can hear, as you can touch.
You can touch your car radio if you're listening to this in your car.
Your car radio. So this is like a zombie game. Very great story. I think we mentioned it during our story episodes.
It's up there.
And it's a very, very great story. And
if you play it, you'll cry.
Oh, yeah. And
like baby.
And basically, Last of Us 2 picks off after Last of Us 1, obviously. Yeah. Story-wise, I'm not exactly sure.
And that's where we want to be, in the dark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Avoiding the leaks.
That's another thing I was going to mention, too. When we talk about this, light spoilers. So if you're listening and you really want to play Last of Us 2 without absolutely no spoilers and you don't use the internet, I'd shut it off now. But there are this is not really spoiler. I'm try to contain it to the stuff that they've released. So, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, what with the topic at hand, it's not really a spoiler what we have to talk about with one of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just a character trait.
Exactly. Yeah, because they've already introduced this character, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, it's officially. Not,
yeah.
So it's
well,
not
I mean,
like,
she's the main character.
Yeah, she's the main character, so.
Main character.
That's not a spoiler.
Ellie. Are we talking about Ellie?
Ellie?
Oh, no, I was talking about Abby.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
Spoiler.
That's a spoiler.
Whoops. No, but yeah, also Ellie. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about this. So I guess let's start with Ellie. So Ellie has been a main character since, like, the first one, at least one of the main characters.
Yes.
Protagonist.
Yes.
And judging by the stuff that we've seen already, I guess, Heather, would you like to – you've seen the trailers and stuff, right?
I've been avoiding it all.
Even the trailers?
I haven't seen the trailers either.
You see, like, I'm trying to not see spoilers, and my fear of seeing spoilers in the comments section of YouTube for these things is far too great for me to venture on to trailers.
Well, the comments are pretty far down now. You don't like, you just don't scroll.
I guess did you see the E3 trailer at all?
Well, I know, like, I seen the E3 trailer back when it came out, but I haven't seen it recently. So, like, what is your question about it?
Oh, so, I guess who Ellie is, like, throughout The Last of Us. Like, who is she?
Oh, like, she is, like, the protagonist. I can't, like, say anything without getting spoilers away, though. Like, she's part of the protagonist group with Joel and Ellie. That's kind
of,
like, the group
play
with.
Super important person.
Yeah. Very important person.
She is
very
the
main
VIP.
Person.
Of this, and I can't really tell you why or how or what.
Right.
Just know that Joel and Ellie are very important, and that their whole story through Last of Us 1 is very good and very important. And then what happens in Last of Us 1 leads into Last of Us 2, where you're actually set, I want to say maybe like 5 years, six. Like, I don't know for sure the timeline, but I know like it's fairly
between 1 and 2, or
like 2 set. Because Ellie's basically, she's an adult now.
Yeah, she looks older. I'm not sure how old.
I'm guessing a young adult, like around in her 20s-ish.
Do you know anything
it looks
about
like that?
I forgot.
I don't know.
Probably like 21 if it's 5 years.
She's
grown. I think she's
like
60.
Let's just leave it at that. She's
I don't
grown.
Know if they said her age, so I'm going to guess like she's an adult now.
Well, I guess the main controversy, let's get to that. In The Last of Us 2 trailer for E3... they showed Ellie. They showed tons of stuff, by the way. Like, what we're going to be talking about is such a small, minute, I guess, point. And we can talk about more about, like, how minute it is compared to the story or how important it is. Because I do believe there's a level of importance to it. But basically, The Last of Us 2, Ellie's, like, at a dance, and she's dancing with someone. And then there's a kiss. There's a same-sex kiss. So Ellie is homosexual. She is gay. Mm-hmm. And basically, as you know, I'm sure every listener has at least seen something relating to this, but people are going to be mad. Like, I don't know if it's against your religion, against whatever gripe you have with homosexuality, the people came out. And that's what we're going to sort of be talking about. Like, why is it important? Like, why are people so up
in... How does it negatively affect you?
How does it negatively affect you? And why are you so up in arms about it?
Like, a lot of it has to do with people thinking that it's SJW, which is social justice warrior.
So what? Like, explain that a little bit, because I feel like that'll be coming to play too.
It's quote unquote gamer bros. They tear apart any game that isn't Call of Duty or Doom and say it's SJW trash.
Yeah.
If it's not violent, like, if it's not, if it has to do with
like Madden or something.
Yeah. If it has to do with getting in your feelings, or it's anything other than just shooting something or sports, they call it SJW nonsense.
Mm. Also, to add to that, if a game that used to be like very like masculine for obviously for the male gaze, like Tomb Raider, the old Tomb Raider games, obviously like sure it was just polygons,
very sexy polygons.
Yes, they were really they were made for the male gaze,
right?
Back in the PlayStation 1 era, like that's what they were made for. Now they rebooted it, and she's actually wearing clothes, and it's
she's got normal proportions.
She looks like a human being, and like she goes through a lot of stuff, and it's like. She's actually a believable character, and people will say,
good
like,
protagonist.
Yeah, she's well written. It's like, that's SJW. SJW trash. She can't.
What?
She's wearing pants.
She's wearing pants.
She's cave diving wearing pants.
Another game that got panned as SJW trash, and Tanya, I know Tanya loves this game, is Undertale.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Talk a little bit about Undertale real quick. Just, like, about what people thought about it.
Well, this game, there's a couple ways you could go about it. You could do a pacifist run or, like, a kill everything run. Or you could do, like, either or. It's up to you as the player in complete control. And I guess, you know, making relationships, you know, friendly relationships with monsters and all these other characters is, like, dumb and sensitive. And not only that...
They called it that? Like, just that game, just dumb and sensitive?
They just called it SJW trash. Like,
what does that even mean? Like,
I know...
I don't know.
You might know this. You're
infuriating me already.
I don't know if you'll remember the name of this character, Tanya.
So basically, like every indie game is just SJW.
Pretty
trash
much, yeah.
It's not there's, super polished.
There's a character in there. I think it's a ghost, if I'm not mistaken. That it doesn't attack you or anything, but it literally says, "Please don't make fun of me." Mm-hmm. That's all it says.
It's like, oh, I'm really sad. You know, it's just a ghost in his field or whatever. And people, I don't know. They
pander because something...
It's cutesy.
Yeah, it's cutesy. It's pandering. It's not pandering. I shouldn't say that. It's not hyper-violent.
Mm-hmm. It's not for them, and God forbid, if it's not for them, then it's not. It's trash.
Yeah.
It's for somebody else.
Why was I subjected to play this game?
No, you weren't. One, you didn't have to. You didn't have to buy it.
Right.
Wow. And they also have a like the main character. They never say him or her. It's they.
It is very open.
They're a non-binary character.
Mm.
And people were very upset to, I guess, learn about that.
There's no problem.
So
to learn. To play the game and like it, and then to learn that the main character was non-binary and then hate the game.
Well, was it confirmed that they were non-binary?
I don't know. I want to say I believe so, but I believe
because
so.
I feel sure. Like the fact that they use they throughout is at least sort of hinting at some sort of progressive.
I don't. I don't. Again, I didn't play all of Undertale, but I read that as you projecting your own gender onto that character because the character sprite because it's all 8-bit and everything. The character sprite is very neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Like big striped sweater, a kind of long hair, like it's
and
a
it
very,
was both like male and female colors on the sweater.
Yeah,
too.
It was a very neutral character. So I don't know if they confirmed that it was non-binary, but I felt like it was like you're able to project your own image onto the character.
And honestly, that's just a good design, like
it
for any
simple.
Game, because you're gonna have all types of people playing your game, and if you want all types of people to like. Interact, right?
Be invested.
Like you don't want to put like this male white character.
If you want to have a super in-depth character customization, don't buy Undertale.
Yeah. Oh, also, just real quick, non-binary for people that don't know, I don't fully understand it, but to my knowledge, it is you don't see yourself as either gender, as any gender.
Nobody calls me they in real life. I can't imagine.
It's a weird. I personally don't understand it, but I can't say weird. It's just a thing.
Yeah, and that's also a thing. Like, just because you don't understand it or you don't relate to it doesn't mean like it's bad or it's attacking you or like all your whole world is crumbling. It's just
right,
yeah. Totally.
Yeah, it's like it's the fear of the unknown, like very not zeitgeist. What do they call
it's
it?
Like
xenophobia.
It's like refusing to eat like a food that you never eat and saying that you hate it. It's like just eat the food and then tell me if you hate it.
Yeah. To bring it back around to The Last of Us 2, the other character we were going to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Before we get to that, though, so basically Ellie has that kiss and stuff.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And people are upset because it's not, I don't want to say traditional, but it's not like what they know in terms of like femininity. Like they want, oh, Ellie's a girl, so Ellie should be feminine and like a boy or whatever reasons they have.
She should be...
Well, wasn't one of the big complaints not... Well, I know obviously her being kind of gay is also one of the arguments, but wasn't another one just like the fact that she wasn't quote-unquote like sexy or hot?
She didn't fit the male gaze.
Yeah,
the male gaze, yeah.
Post-apocalyptic world, God forbid.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Why is she not wearing skirts in my post-apocalyptic world?
Why aren't her boobs out?
Makeup stores should be able to be looted during this time. There's a plethora of makeup options.
Yeah, like...
She should have all the conditioners.
Like even in the E3 trailer, like when you see her, like she's dressed up in like a military green like shirt. Her hands are just like cracked and bloody, and
like everyone looks greasy.
Yeah,
like everyone looks grizzled.
Everyone's a mechanic in the post-apocalyptic world.
Like everyone looks grizzled.
That's the thing, like, there's no showers there. It's like Fallout. There's no showers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Tanya, I was actually gonna. I'll start with you. Are there any other like times that you've noticed, like, oh? This is definitely something for the male gaze.
Oh, man.
And being that you and Heather...
let me pull up my list.
I was going to say, like, being a man, like, I haven't really, like... Like, I notice, oh, that's hypersexualized. But, like, growing up, I know you two are gamers. Is there anything that sticks out to you, like, oh...
Lulu, Final Fantasy X.
Thank you for answering,
the
Sky.
The male gaze.
I'm not thinking anything else but Lulu, huh? That's all you did, huh?
Typical man, Skylar. Answering what? I address it to the females. Lulu. But before that, Heather and Tanya, do you have anything that sticks in your mind of games you used to play? And how did that make you feel?
Okay, well, I'll let Tanya go first.
Oh, man. No, I have the worst case of the brain farts, that, like, the worst moment. So that's what I'm having right now.
The brain shirt?
I'm going to have to cut that. No, I'm just kidding.
Silence?
But yeah, I guess any sort of game where the woman is the prize, the goal you're trying to get to, someone you're trying to win over, and she could be very well... you know, scantily clad. And not saying that there's anything wrong with that, because women can be sexy, you know, if they want to. But if that's all there is, that's all the games are showing.
Mm-hmm. It's funny you say that, too, because I think I may be using this term out of place. But while I was reading up on this stuff, it said something called, like, fridging.
Oh, man.
And... Which is basically... Heather, would you like to explain?
Fridging is when they kill female characters off just to advance a main character's plot.
Right,
yeah. It actually comes from a DC comic book where DC Comics literally fridged a female character in a fridge.
Oh. What? Is that where the term comes from?
Oh, my God.
Kyle Rayner's girlfriend was killed in a fridge.
Spoiler alert.
To further his character development.
And then that's the sole reason...
It's called fridging. Wow. Look it up. Kyle Rayner's girlfriend was killed, like,
Aerith
stuffed into a fridge.
Oh,
and killed in a fridge by, I want to say around, before Blackest Night, before Hal Jordan came around. So, yeah, it was, like, to further his character growth. In reality, it was like, why?
And we see this all the time, too. Like, oh, saving the damsel in distress. The reason why the damsel in distress is a thing is because of this sort of storytelling element where women are just used for the furtherment of a character's
someone to be rescued.
When, when Tanya and Heather done speaking on their thing, I want to bounce off something Tanya said about people, like, women allowed to be sexy.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, I'll let Tanya finish.
Like, are you Tanya? Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, you go ahead. It's okay.
Well, there's two games that come to mind that came to my mind instantly when you said that. It's Bayonetta, and it's Metal Gear 5.
Yep.
Metal Gear and
Metal. Yeah, I'll get there. So you have Metal Gear 5, who has a character named Quiet, and Quiet is just dressed in essentially a bikini with fishnets, and she's in the middle of the desert. She is this super soldier fighter, but she's half naked. No reason for her to be half naked. There's a reason in the story. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
But like that character being sexy doesn't make any sense. Whereas you have somebody like Bayonetta, who is actively sexy and uses her sexuality as part of her personality. Like,
so you're saying Bayonetta is a healthier
version? It's still not perfect.
Is it more so that, like, she's self-aware that she's sexy and, like, is sexy at her own discretion?
Yeah, it's not, like, it's not perfect, like Heather said, but it's more of, like, she knows what she's got and she's rocking it.
Whereas, so it's more self-aware than
whereas Quiet,
something else.
Quiet is literally a silent woman who is half naked.
Yeah, and the reason that she's silent, like half naked, is like complete
just
garbage.
To be a female character model.
Yeah, it's
honestly.
Pretty much, it's just eye candy for guys.
That
who
is like that is the literal like eye candy. Like if you watch any cutscenes with her in it, it's almost like this shouldn't be shown to kids.
Oh,
well, it is an M-rated game, so it shouldn't be shown.
Oh, I mean,
mature.
So,
17 plus.
So we can definitely come back to this too. Like we can jump wherever we want, but I guess Heather and Tanya, can ask you because I am a male.
Yeah, you are a male.
And
technically,
I want to ask you as females, in your opinion, being gamers as well, what do you think could be done? I guess in the future, what's happening now that's good and progressive, and what can be done more in the future to sort of like normalize this thought process that people
more
are trying
to have.
More women
developers, more
Boom.
Women programmers,
Boom.
More women writers.
Boom.
Boom.
Basically, if the more women are in a field, the more representation we get. And that's just for anyone, too. Like, if there's more people of color in the field, then there's more representation there. Like, it's general that, like, if, like, unfortunately, a white cis male is the only person in programming and game design, that's all they're going to do because there's nobody to, like, they're working with themselves. They don't have anybody to, like, to bounce other ideas off. Like, oh, hey, what if we make a female option in our RPG? Like, do you know how long it took to get a female option in RPGs where I got to play a male character? Years. It took years to finally get, oh, I can finally play female. I can finally romance people where I'm not a guy. I don't want to romance a girl. I want to romance a guy.
Right.
Like, that's come on.
Yeah, I guess I've never really thought about either. Like, even the romance options for, like, video games have been limited, like you just said. And, like, and that's important.
Yeah.
Like there's so many stories where, like, romance is, like, leading
a main plot.
Right, right.
And like even then too.
Oh, go ahead.
Like, why don't you, like, sure, like, I mean, I don't want to romance a girl, but what if, like, my friend or something is a girl and wants to romance a girl. There's now not a lot of those options, and there's not, and the reverse too, like, they're male and they want to romance a male and vice versa. Like, we're just now seeing those.
Yeah, and then we get the people that are upset that that's even an option because why are you putting it in my face?
What it's like that? Such a microcosm of like real life, though. Like we're trying to progress and like get this in real life, and then like 20 years later, video games is trying to get it, and there's the same fight back where it's like, why are these gay people getting an option?
Right.
It's like they're just normal people. They want the same thing that I do.
Do you know what game represents all this the best way possible?
Hmm.
Saints Row 4.
It does. It does, Saint, which is odd.
Saints Row is the most ridiculous game ever.
So and Saints Row being like the gangster, like Grand Theft Auto type game.
Yeah.
And then
it's pretty inclusive if you think
is,
about it.
Yeah, it really is.
How is it?
One, you could be either male or female.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And whatever option you choose, you can get with everybody.
Yes.
And I mean everybody. Robots, aliens.
Ooh. That's Ooh. What I like.
Men, women. You can get with everything.
See, that's another gripe I have, and I always argue this. And Mass Effect has sort of like this romance option where you can sleep with someone.
Yeah.
And you can also sleep with an alien. I'm like, why wouldn't you sleep with an alien?
Right.
You can sleep with anyone you want in real
life.
We've
slept with humans before.
Like, that's like the coolest thing ever.
They did. They do have that. They made a big mess up. They made a big mistake in Andromeda, though.
Oh, what happened?
Andromeda, I think, is a bad game.
Well,
though,
it's
right?
It's a bad game.
Is
but
that two or three?
No, that's the fourth one.
There's a fourth one?
That's out of the trilogy.
Oh, it's bad. Goodness. It's bad.
It's bad. Don't do
they,
it.
They made a cardinal sin with a trans character. That trans characters gave their dead name to somebody that they barely know.
No.
Wait, what do you mean?
Dead name is
the name you're born with?
Yeah, the name you're born with, the name that you no longer associate with as that gender.
Gotcha.
So the person you met maybe 5 minutes ago, they gave them their dead name. And
that's a big no-no.
Big no-no.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, that's crazy that they would do that too. Wow.
Big no-no.
Man.
So, Heather and Tanya, what would be your favorite experience or your favorite representation of a female character in a video game where you're like, I'm most happy playing this character because it gives me all of, like, everything what I'm looking for in the game?
Trying to think. Do MMOs count?
I mean, yeah, like, whatever does it best to fit you as, like, your gamer want to
persona.
Who you want to be and what you want to do.
Well, I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy Online, and I mean a lot of Final Fantasy Online. And you can literally, like, the armor, like, there's some bad armor in, like, the earlier ones, but in the later ones, there's some really good armor that's not like, oh, it's just a bikini holding, like, everything together, and that's all you got. A bikini armor is, like, the worst thing. Like, that's the male gaze right there. Male gaze example, bikini armor.
Oh, top female armor.
Yeah.
Must be skimpy.
You must be skimpy.
Like a Baldur's Gate 2, remember? The elf character, like, we had the same armor and you were a dwarf. You could see everything on the elf.
Oh, right.
Same exact armor. I'm like, okay. So what about you, Tanya? Who do you think does it, like, the best? Like, who do you, like, enjoy? And it can be Crash Bandicoot or someone, too.
Or Birdo.
<For sure>.
Birdo. Birdo's
I have a fact about Birdo.
I was going to say, Birdo's another powerful character. Well, I'll let you do that. But yeah, go ahead, Tanya.
I'm a super casual gamer,
nice.
So I don't play too many things. I mean, I don't have a lot of consoles or a super heavy PC yet. I like a lot of, like, sim games, like Animal Crossing. I've been doing that a lot recently. And, you know, you could choose male or female, but they never really address it either. And you could wear anything as any gender. And I think, you know, that gives a lot of freedom, too.
That's another thing that's usually not an option. Like, I would say, like, oh, the game gives you the option to be male, female, but then it divides the clothes. The male can't wear the blouse.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so that's actually really, really cool that they do that.
Speaking of a memory, I remember when we made Tanya, like, exactly in Soul Calibur. Do you remember that, Tanya?
I do remember,
like,
that.
Down to the clothes. Like, it was
Soul Calibur creation is insane.
That's another thing that, as a man playing Soul Calibur, I get to make my perfect inner persona. Like, other than the cat
Small
girl stuff,
girl.
Like, I could be myself and I can wear the skimpiest stuff if I want. I can make myself in armor. Like, good job, Soul Calibur. I think you also do. Now,
you could be Sonic if you want as well.
Now, I will say, even though the custom characterization, whatever that word is, in Soul Calibur is good, I will say, like, they are a victim of very scantily clad main characters. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Ivy and
yeah,
just Ivy alone. Like.
Do you know that's also an issue where in the new Soul Calibur, they changed some of the costumes to be not so scantily clad, and people were, well, men mostly were crying, SJW.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they did that.
They
actually
did
just
that
purchased
for
them.
Some of them, not all of them.
Yeah, I think Ivy is more covered up than she's been ever.
Yeah, and people were mostly guys, the gamers, in quotation marks, got mad because, God forbid, you give another character costume changes. Like, I'm all hype for costume changes. I love playing dress up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give
right.
me more costume changes.
Fashion souls is
yeah.
a thing.
Customize.
Let me customize these characters.
Speaking of souls, Dark Souls does it well, too.
Oh, me and Mike have been playing the nuts off of Dark Souls lately.
You could.
Can't say that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
nuts and bolts, I mean.
In Dark Souls, oh, my God. In Dark Souls, your character can wear anything and everything, no matter what like gender they are. In Dark Souls 2, you can actually change your gender, like on the spot.
Really?
Yeah. There's a you go to a certain location and jump into this this. It looks like a casket. I don't know what it is, but
there's also a marriage ceremony in 3.
Yeah.
What?
Really?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. And all the genders, it's the same marriage. Like, it's a weird ritual.
You can't be a gay marriage, though. It's that that whatever gender you are, that person will swap to the opposite.
Really?
But
like I said, it's not really like a marriage, though.
Yeah,
you just got to play
quote unquote. It's a weird. It's Dark Souls.
Yeah, it's a union.
Yeah.
So I guess we're
a blood oath.
It's a union.
Yeah.
So we're in the conversation of we're getting a little gender fluid in regards to how character customizations are giving you options like never before. Mm-hmm. And that brings us sort of to the other controversy that's been going on. And this isn't necessarily, I mean, it's the same people saying, oh, Ellie's too masculine in Last of Us 2.
I'm dumb.
I don't have any proof, but it's the same people saying that.
We know.
It's not confirmed, but it's confirmed.
So have you guys heard of Cyberpunk 2077?
Oh, yeah.
Heard of it?
No idea.
The game I hope that doesn't get pushed back again.
The game with Keanu Reeves in it? Yeah.
Keanu Threaves.
Keanu Threaves.
Heard it.
So they just released a facet of information about their video game, about the character customization, how it's – so looking at it, firstly, it's like the most in-depth character customization I've seen so far.
Can't wait to spend 200 hours just designing my character.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm going to I will love to stream or watch streams of people just making
That's
a character.
That's half the gameplay.
I would
head
make a monster.
Yeah.
I would make a monster.
And the thing is, Cyberpunk 2077 takes place in, like, this futuristic Cyberpunk
2077?
Yeah, it's a futuristic environment.
Really?
Where like computers and virtual reality is a thing, and like you can augment your body however you want, and it really creates that. And people are really talking about one of the features that just came out, and that is the customization of the genitalia.
Wait. I didn't know about that until you brought it up the other day.
How in depth?
I'm not sure yet. There's not a lot of.
We won't.
Is it
know
just
until...
like bulge, increase, decrease?
See, that's Saints Row.
Is that Saints Row?
You could do that in Saints Row.
You could do that in Saints Row.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird. Why would you?
It's Saints Row.
It can get absurd.
I think you know why, Scott.
I mean,
dude, it could get ridiculous. Like for the females, the boobs. They get huge. They're ridiculous.
Well, I mean, the reason I say it is because most of the time it's a person.
Oh,
you don't see the front of your character like ever.
It's
why
like
does
impossible.
The bulge matter?
I guess they released. They're not going to have a gender option in Cyberpunk,
which is fine.
You just make your character,
right? You just make
that's
your character.
Awesome.
See, yeah,
that's great.
People are the same people.
Don't even give them the option.
Right.
Give them a blank slate
10,
every time.
It's 10 hours with
blank
every
slate.
Other option.
Literally a blank slate. And
would be nice. Just take it away.
Yeah.
Right.
No looking habit.
That's what we got to do. Yep. There's no genders anymore. You know what? You're people.
Exactly. Oh, this perfect world where no one's anything. I love it.
I mean, if they remove that option, it just saves me 10 hours. That's all it does. It just saves
just
me.
Just adds on hours? Or yeah. It takes away hours?
Yeah, so it just gets me to the game faster. So that's fine by me.
So, yeah, you can customize it. You can have robotic everything. You can have feminine everything, masculine everything.
The Terminator.
No,
Terminator. Can't talk.
I can't talk either. But so how do you guys feel about that? And do you think it's a step in the right direction in terms of inclusiveness?
Yes. But in general, I think a lot more games should have more character creation. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are going to be like examples where it can't be possible. They're trying to like make a specific story. Like mm-hmm. Uncharted, it'd be really hard to do character creation for there. But like if it's an RPG and you're just No Name Joe, why can't I be...
No Name Jan.
Yeah. Or
Jam?
No Name Them. Or No Name... Dog. Why can't I be a dog?
That's what I need.
I always said if I was going to play D&D, I'd be a self-levitating piece of bread.
Next level animality.
Why can't I be a piece of bread?
I like how you say animal. Self-levitating. Like, it is aware it is making itself levitate.
Oh, yeah. No, the bread has telekinetic powers that makes itself float.
Self-aware, self-levitating.
Yeah.
Is there a Mike, bread? I might be stealing this NPC idea for my game coming up.
I was going to say, is there a gluten option? And character creation in D&D.
I mean, you could. I'm not going to stop you.
I want to be a rogue bagel.
Well, now I just need to make up like a whole like one shot.
Cheese or no
of
cheese?
Just bread products.
Anyways, getting back.
Sidetracks. What was I saying? Oh yeah, cyberpunk genitalia. So I think that is awesome, and it is very. It is very progressive.
That's just the way you said.
Whatever gender I choose, I'm going to have a big booty.
Oh. Was that are we allowed to say what that clan we had in that Neptune?
I was thinking Busty and Ugly, too.
Busty and Ugly, yep. I don't care what's in my pants.
We made the most hideous characters ever.
But Busty?
And, like, we were purple and green in color and stuff. Mm-hmm. Everyone else had humanoid, super realistic characters. And we're, like, these literal trolls.
Trolls. Busty and Ugly. Oh, man, that was fun.
It was great.
Chasing people around.
That's the real goal, is to make the most hideous thing I can.
That is another thing that I love. But yeah, so in regard, like, that's one thing to have a character customization to
yeah.
that down to a T. But what do you guys think, like, how can we apply this but without having a character customization, I guess? Like, for the longest time, even in movies, the main character would be a Keanu Reeves, a Tom Cruise. Very not really distinguishable features about them, because a lot of consumers at the time, white males, mm-hmm. could put themselves in the Keanu Reeves role and
There's very easy ways, I think, to make video games now where your main character doesn't really have a lot of actual voice actor dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
It could be done many ways. So I think it would be very easy. Like, it'd be a lot harder to go like, okay, you want to make a new Mission Impossible. Okay, so we're going to have one starring Tom Cruise, mm-hmm. and then we're going to have another one starring Scarlett Johansson. And so we're going to pay both actors full, like, acting, right? Reshoot the movie twice. Like, it's so much harder to do that. But a video game, to just change a character model, it's like simpleton.
Right.
Like, it's so easy. Like, you should give the option in every video game. You might as well give the option. I don't know. There's certain things where, like, if you're actually building a story around a character that you've created, you being the developer.
So you're
saying. But then again, you run into the issues of, like, oh, it's from their point of view, their mind.
So in video games, it should be, like, not even a thought process, because it's so easy. Well, I'm not going to say so easy. I'm not a game developer. But it's more simpler to basically change a person,
a name, and a character's design.
According
to fit a female,
shoot
two movies.
According to Ubisoft developers, it's actually really hard to animate female models.
Really?
That was a long time ago. I'm sorry. That's a throwback.
Has this come to jiggle physics?
No.
This was a legitimate thing.
Go ahead.
It came around in Assassin's Creed Unity where we were like, why isn't there an option to play a female assassin? Like, why can't, like, what's the difference? And they're like, oh, because it's too hard to animate female characters. That was a legitimate response.
There was a game. It came
we
out.
Can't figure out the sassy walk.
There was a game that came. There's a game that came out. What was it? I don't remember. But there was a game that came out at the same time. It was some Xbox game.
There was a game that came out really recently. Now that they had the same excuse, it's a battle royale game. It's based, I think, from a German developer, and they said that
Wolfenstein.
No, it's a battle royale.
Wolfenstein?
And it's very, like, very realistic. Like, if you get hit in the arm, like, that arm's useless. Get hit in the leg, that leg's useless. And
I've been thinking of a game in my head like that. That's awesome.
It's actually out, but...
It's actually not an awesome game.
It's not an awesome game because they asked, like, why aren't there... Like, because people were asking, like, why aren't there females, like, options in this? And they're like, oh, because females being in war isn't, like, realistic. It's too hard to animate.
Oh, my God.
And I was like... Okay, well, you're useless. I'm not going to play your game ever.
In Unity, there was a game that came out like after it, or there's a game that added DLC where it was literally a female model that they already had in the game, and they just put like an Assassin's Creed cloak on them, and that was it. They're like, that was not hard.
No.
It was a skin.
Wow. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. In video games, it's a skin. Like, you might as well give the option in every video game.
Like, I mean, there's obviously, like I said, like hiccups. Certain things, like... If they want to tell a certain story, then, like, single player, like, Uncharted, you can't really, like...
Or, like, Last of Us.
Last of Us, you can't really do it.
That's a forced character that you're forced to play. You have to deal with them as they come,
those
as they are.
Those are more like movies, though. So I kind of characterize those in movie games, because you can just watch all the cutscenes and you don't even have to play the game.
Yeah.
But, like, for RPGs, I want, like, character creation. There's no reason to. Or, I don't know, like tactical games. Like, why can't I have character creation there in some part? Like, shooters, first person shooters, Call of Duty, why can't I dress up my guy or girl, whoever, like, up in whatever armor I want and, like, have a nice fancy gun? I want my gun to strobe.
I want to be in a clown outfit with a strobing gun. That's like Fortnite or something.
Yeah.
I don't want to play Fortnite, though.
See, I'm one of those people that I really don't care about character customization because, like, Fallout, like, 3, 4, New Vegas, they all had a character customization option. I did maybe 40 seconds of it because I never saw my character. Like, to get get a cool screenshot of them in, like, power armor, that's about it.
Oh, yeah. If they don't show my character, like, I'm not going to worry about it. Now, to flip it. If they show me in cutscenes, I'm going all out.
Final Fantasy Online.
I want someone to stare at me dead serious while I have, like, antlers and, like, a clown nose.
Just so you know, Final Fantasy Online, they actually will look at you and interact with you in cutscenes in what you're currently wearing.
I love that.
And I've seen some ridiculous setups of just, like, everybody, like, big buff guys running around naked with only a Speedo on and, like, a Moogle head. I'm like, I don't know what's going on there. Yeah. But
I think one of my biggest, like, hates in video games is when they allow you to customize your character and then don't show the customization in the cutscene.
I hate, or they change it back to the normal character.
You just go back to the default skin. Mm-hmm. It's like, why'd you give me
You know
the
how
option?
Many, like, I forgot what the gauges are called, but in Kingdom Hearts, I would waste so much, like, special gauge just so Sora would go into the cutscene, like, with his gold, like, ultimate form. Like, I should save it for the boss. Nope, here's a cutscene. He's going to be in dual ultimate form.
Keyblade's floating in the background. You're floating, like, 2 inches off the ground.
I was like, that's so cool. I want to see every cutscene in his ultimate form.
Even if, like, I could spend hours on customization, regardless if I see a character or not. But I, you know, it's just nice knowing, even for me, like, I know what I look like. I know who my character is.
Right, you got to be you.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And even if they don't want to do, like, a full-out, like full-out character customization, they could just do simple, like, he, him, she, her, and then they, them. They could just do that.
I do like when they change that, too. Like,
Pokemon
when they have your
recently.
Names and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's an easy change, too. Just have options for pronouns.
And then, bam, you're done. Like, cool, I don't care. Bam.
That small thing too can get you so much more immersed in the story when like the characters are referring to you as your pronoun. Like that's, I feel like that's a really small
or
simple fix too.
Alternatively, just break the fourth wall. Instead of staring at the main character, stare at me. Stare at the screen.
Ooh, now that would be cool too. Virtual reality. Oh,
every game you have to like upload a headshot of yourself.
Oh, man. See, that's why I. You know who's going in the right direction with that? VR chat. I love being a floating. What's his name? What the heck's his name?
I like being a big stick of butter.
You could be a stick of butter. You could be Neil deGrasse Tyson head on a baby body.
Hank Hill.
Hank Hill. Oh, my God. It is great. VR chat is doing it right. And it does height, too. So if you feel like you're...
Big stick of butter.
Dude, big stick. Oh, my God, Jose. Your avatar was so tiny.
Oh, my little tiny anime girl
it was almost impossible to see you.
Back on the track.
I was like, the funny thing about VR chat, too, is seeing Paul's voice coming out of, like, a little anime girl. Like, hey, what's up, Paul? Hey, nothing. What you doing? But anyways, Heather, you were saying?
I was gonna say, get us back on track. I know
a small track because we're almost out of time.
Gamergate.
I was gonna say we can touch on Gamergate a little bit. Gamergate is something that happened.
It was
2 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
It was like 5 years ago.
Mike has his file on it.
5 years ago, and I will say the thing about Gamergate is not talking about video games, but that actually affected female developers, female panelists, female announcers. Like these
journalists,
terrible, terrible people were going after these female people in the industry, and the same people on Last of Us complained. The same people on Lamer Moon.
Yeah, it's also a large fear of why I don't stream on Twitch.
That's why I don't have a camera.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, speaking of, Tanya, your stream, like, you don't have a camera. Is that one of the reasons why? Because, like, tell me about if there's any fears or anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am afraid, you know, because it goes either way. I've seen both sides where women streamers, like, they'll dress kind of covered up, like, just in a T-shirt, maybe no makeup on, and then they'll get complaints from men in chat, like, oh, why are you so ugly? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you should spruce yourself up more. Blah, blah, blah. You know, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, or, you know, if you wear, like, not even a super low-cut shirt, even though there are people that do, like, maybe you're wearing, like, a tank top. Then it's like, oh, well, you're just doing that for, you know, the money or whatever. It's
views
like,
or something like that.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, it's like, no, it's like, 80 degrees in my apartment. I have a fan, like, leave me alone. I'm just dressing comfortably.
Mm-hmm. So would you say, have you had any sort of problem with that? Or has it been an accepting community so far?
It's been pretty accepting so far. I mean, the majority of my viewers are you guys. So thank you all, my friends.
You seem to have some, like, really cool people that I don't think I know in real life.
I
like,
don't know,
in your chat. And I was like, oh, Tanya's got, like, literal, like, followers.
Yeah. Like, I was, like, talking with a few of them, like, while she was streaming. I was like, wow, this is really cool.
I, like, I lurk on Twitch all the time. So, like, if you see my name, like, in your lobby, but I haven't said anything, it's probably because I'm, like, doing something else. But I'm watching the stream.
Okay.
I lurk.
I'm trying to get better at that.
The lurks anyway. Like, I do that all the time, too. So,
okay,
it's just nice.
I don't feel as bad now.
Yeah, no. I appreciate it.
Tanya, I would like to thank you for being a part of Region Nerd Alert.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And would you like to plug your stuff one more time?
Sure. You could find me on Twitch if you want some chill drawing streams or watch me fumble around in some game at Toonatown, the number 2, N-A, town. And if you want to see some more of my completed work, you could check out my Instagram at Tanya Riveron Art.
And I will say, having seen your art, fantastic art.
Oh.
I have bought many art from you, and I hope to buy more in the future.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, goodbye, everybody.